Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, crypto fam, to the number one daily Bitcoin pod, and congratulations to all the Bitcoin hodlers. Bitcoin is in price discovery mode on the cusp of smashing $73,000. Make some noise for that. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says Bitcoin has a great potential as a long-term store of value if you're fearful of your government. We'll also be discussing MicroStrategy uses $800 million note offering to buy more Bitcoins, now currently holds 205,000 BTC. That's right, they just made another massive purchase. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price smashes through all-time highs, surpassing now 72,800. But what's next? According to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, as well as on-chain analyst Willy Woo. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin now in a super cycle and will run over $100,000 per coin, according to this crypto analyst. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin will 100% catch gold, $750,000 per Bitcoin is a done deal, according to the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. That's right. He says, my upper target for this cycle is now raised to $750,000. Bitcoin has no top because fiat money has no bottom. Preach. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market on this unprecedented day. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Check it. Today is pod episode number 1576. I'm your host, JV. It's March 11th, 2024, a historic day for all Bitcoiners around the world as we re-entered price discovery mode, tapping 72,800, and we're still pumping. Now, welcome everyone just joining the stream. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do every day. Shout out to Zero. I appreciate the super. He says 99,000 within 40 days based off the 0.25% of inflow. Now, send it and let's go. Welcome everyone that just became a member, and thanks for all the subs. We greatly appreciate all the support. You can see Bitcoin ripping like Jordan with Scottie Pippen, trading at above 72,600 at the time of the live stream on Coin360, up 4% on the day. XRP, one of the top gainers, up 20%, ripping out of nowhere, now trading above 74 cents. Ether, back above $4,000, baby, as the entire market is rocking. You can see on CoinMarketCap.com, the current crypto market cap now at $2.72 trillion. The all-time high is roughly $3 trillion, which we eclipsed back November 2021. We're on the cusp of re-breaking that. The 24-hour volume is up 50%, now at $160 billion. Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 52.4%, with the Ether dominance at 17.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, XRP leading the pack with a $40 billion market cap, now up 20% on the daily, Litecoin up 18%, and Stellar up 13%. And typically, whenever XRP pumps, Stellar pumps, as it was a fork off that network. Also, Near Protocol up 13% and IOTA up 12%. Which particular altcoins family are you most bullish on for this bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles, everything in the green, very impressive. You want to be more impressed? Zoom out on the monthly. Some of these meme coins up 600, 700, 800%, like it ain't no thing. Yes, alt season has been here for a while. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently rated back at an 82, extreme greed. Yesterday, 79, last week an 82, and last month a 74 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, only 34 days until the Bitcoin halving, the estimated date to take place to be April 14th. If you're pretty pumped up for the block subsidy halving, which only occurs every 4 years, holla at your boy. And checking out the Bitcoin time chain calendar, and just FYI, Satoshi never referred to the blockchain as the blockchain. He referred to it as the time chain. So Jack Mahler's actually broke this down in his recent presentation, and this chart's pretty lit. It's timechaincalendar.com. You can see the current block height, 834,243. You can see, you know, the current SAT slash USD conversion. Yesterday it was in the 1400s. Today it's down to 1382 as Bitcoin continues to pump. I have a question for y'all. When do you think it'll be a dollar a Satoshi? Let me know, because by that time, Bitcoin will have achieved insane escape velocity. For real, for real. I think we broke down the math yesterday with Jennifer hooking that up. But anyways, fam, where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to be at the time of the halving in an estimated 35 days? Holla in the live chat. But anyways, fam, time is a flying. So let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts as we are currently in price discovery mode. It's so exciting, family. So yeah, Bitcoin continued breaking out, reaching new all-time highs. We already eclipsed 72,800 on Coinbase, family. Coin market cap shows the new all-time highs come 3 days after Ether breached that 4,000 level for the first time since December of 2021. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high 36 days before the much anticipated Bitcoin halving event set to occur roughly April 15th to the 20th, which will see the mining rewards reduce from 6.25 Bitcoin to only 3.125. So let me break down what that means currently. Right now, there's 900 Bitcoin being mined daily to the miners, right? Being awarded to the miners. That's about to get cut in half to 450 per day. And BlackRock alone, the largest asset manager in the world, is purchasing up over 10,000 Bitcoin per day, which is 10x the daily issuance right now. So that's about to be 20x just from one asset manager in the next 35 days. Let that one sink in, family. So the Bitcoin ETFs amass over 4% of the Bitcoin supply. In fact, MicroStrategy and BlackRock are competing in real time. They both now have over 200,000 Bitcoin with MicroStrategy's latest purchase we'll be diving into in a little bit. So yeah, Bitcoin's bullish momentum can largely be attributed to the increased institutional interest generated by the recently launched spot Bitcoin ETFs here in the US. Since launch, the ETFs have amassed already 4% of the current Bitcoin supply, surpassing almost $60 billion in total on-chain holdings. According to data from Dune, at this rate, the ETFs are projected to absorb 8.6% of the Bitcoin supply on a yearly basis. Good Lord. Now, who's crazy enough to depart with their Bitcoin at a time like this, heading into the halving, and give it to BlackRock? All I'm saying, you're only going to be able to get it back at a much higher premium. That's common sense. The spot Bitcoin ETFs amassed over 33,000 Bitcoin worth $2.3 billion last week alone, including Grayscale's GBTC fund, which saw over 10,200 Bitcoin in outflows, according to data from HODL 15 Capital. Also, the digital asset manager Bitwise expects more institutions representing trillions of dollars in assets, which are preparing to buy into the spot Bitcoin ETFs by the end of June, according to a March 9th investment report sent to investors. Meanwhile, Bitcoin whales continue hodling onto their Bitcoin despite the new highs. The number of unique addresses holding at least 1,000 and BTC, which we know as whales, has risen to 2,100 addresses as of March 9th. Yet this is still lower than the record 2,500 addresses reached February 2021, when Bitcoin was trading above $46,000. So there you have it, my crypto fam. I mean, obviously, when we enter price discovery, the entire world is watching this right now. The entire world is checking out the, you know, the prices, seeing where Bitcoin is likely to go next. We're already up $3,000 on the day. Can you get used to these 4% pumps every day leading into the halving? Because if we continue to pump at that rate, we're going to be over $300,000 within the next month. Just saying. Let's discuss the latest with BlackRock. Larry Fink, aka Lawrence Fink, was recently sharing some very bullish sentiments. That's right. The CEO of the world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, says he sees Bitcoin as a worthy long-term store value asset. In a brand new interview on Fox circulating on X, BlackRock CEO Lawrence Fink says there are a number of potential use cases for Bitcoin, including cross-border transactions and a hedge against overreaching governments. What a great point he makes there. If you don't trust your government, then obviously you're a Bitcoiner, because government controls the fiat Ponzi scheme monopoly money. And if they control the money, they control you. The one thing they can't control Bitcoin. So 100%, it's a hedge against overreaching governments. What are your thoughts on that, fam? Quoting him here, there's a lot of merit to it. There's a lot of opportunity. It's a great store of value. It can be an asset that can be cross-border. Facts, it's borderless. Maybe this is one of the reasons why China has banned it. If you're in a country where you're fearful of your future, fearful of your government, or you're frightened that your government is devaluing its currency by too much deficits, you can say this is a great potential long-term store of value. Preach. Fink also says Bitcoin is digital gold with practical uses, as he shares here. It is like digital gold. And I believe that you can still buy a slice of pizza with it, but you can't buy a slice of pizza with a palladium or gold. You could buy and sell your Bitcoin, no different than gold. It is the ledger, but it is an international ledger. It's cross-border. It's bigger than any government. That's right. In a newly amended filing with the US SEC, BlackRock says its global allocation fund may buy shares of the Bitcoin exchange-traded products, ETPs, including the company's own iShares Bitcoin Trust. So do you think they're going to get the green light for their global allocation fund to continue stacking even more sats? Let me know, family, because game theory is in effect. In real time. Right now, you have MicroStrategy and BlackRock competing who's going to own the most Bitcoin, who's going to tap into the most of the circulating supply of BTC. You already know. Let me know your thoughts, family. Let's discuss the latest with MicroStrategy's purchase. The headline here reads, MicroStrategy uses $800 million note offering to buy more Bitcoin, now holds 205,000 BTC. That's right. They just jumped from 193,000 to now 205,000, just like that. The American software tech firm MicroStrategy has completed a fresh $800 million convertible note offering, with the proceeds used to add another 12,000 BTC to its Bitcoin treasury reserve. Let's go. MicroStrategy announced its intent to offer the new round of convertible notes on March 6, 5 days ago. As Bitcoin reached that new all-time high, the company completed the private offering on March 8th with the aggregate principal amount sold valued at $800 million. MicroStrategy founder and chairman Saylor confirmed on X that the net proceeds of the note offering, the excess cash, were used to acquire an additional 12,000 Bitcoin at an average price of $68,500 per BTC. Now, what's even more shocking is when they do this type of stuff, this creative financing, they're virtually borrowing money at 0.6%, which is virtually printing Bitcoin. It's a speculative attack on the central banking cartels, as Max likes to point out. But quoting Saylor from his tweet, MicroStrategy acquired an additional 12,000 Bitcoin for $821 million using proceeds from convertible notes and excess cash of $68,000 per Bitcoin. As of March 10th, which is yesterday, MicroStrategy holds 205,000 BTC, acquired for $6.9 billion at an average price of $33,700 per Bitcoin. Now that's the bigger picture with dollar cost averaging. Saylor been buying the top from the beginning. And guess what? He is now up tremendously in his Bitcoin position. I don't know the exact amount, but many, many billions of dollars in unrealized profits, family. That will only continue to go up as Bitcoin continues its pump. So before its latest Bitcoin purchase, it held 193,000 bitties, as I pointed out, with an average buy price of 31.5, representing a balance of 12.9 billion and a return of 112% since it first started acquiring Bitcoin. Saylor confirmed that MicroStrategy now holds 205,000 Bitcoin, purchased for 6.9 billion at an average price of 33,700 per coin. MicroStrategy's latest note offering carries an interest rate of 0.625%, don't get no better than that, per annum, which is annually, and is payable semi-annually in March and September from September 2024 onwards. The notes are convertible to cash, MicroStrategy stocks, or a combination of the two. The initial conversion rate for the notes is valued at 0.6677 shares of MicroStrategy's Class A common stock per 1,000 principal amount of the notes. Now, how many of you are invested in MicroStrategy stock, fam? Let me know. The company notes that this is equivalent to an initial conversion price of approximately $1,500 per share, quoting him here. This represents a premium of approximately 42.5% over the last reported sale price of $1,050 per share of MicroStrategy Class A common stock on the NASDAQ Global Select Market on March 5th, 2024. MicroStrategy made waves with its decision to allocate a sizable portion of its capital directly into Bitcoin back in August of 2020. The decision was spearheaded by Saylor and began with an initial $250 million $1,000 investment for 21,500 Bitcoin. At the time, Saylor indicated that the investment was driven by the company's belief that Bitcoin is a dependable store of value and an attractive investment asset with more long-term appreciation potential than holding cash. Remember the infamous metaphor, keeping cash in a bank is like a melting ice cube, right? You're going to lose 20 to 30% per year in inflation. Saylor insisted at the time that Bitcoin was a superior investment to holding fiat currency and that the company had made Bitcoin its principal holding in its treasury reserve strategy. The company's Bitcoin holdings have already increased by over $1 billion by early January 2024. And that's not slowing down anytime soon, family. So what are your thoughts on the Giga Chad purchasing another 800 million worth of biddies? Holla. But anyways, fam, our next story of the day, we just broke down the latest with the MicroStrategy buy of another 800 million worth of Bitcoin, which is 12,000 BTC. Now here's the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model and on-chain analyst, Willy Woo. Now that we broke $72,000 here today, the move has fundamental and TA gauging what's next. Quant analyst Plan B, known for adopting the stock to flow scarcity model to BTC, says the real bull run is about to begin. You ain't seen none yet. Just saying. He's looking for major fireworks to start once the Bitcoin halving occurs next month in April, which will reduce the amount of new Bitcoin entering the market by half. Quoting him here, a lot of people were hating on the stock to flow model because it was on the downside when the prices were low in 2022. But always after the price has been below the model, it has gone above the model and far below the model. Now, that's what I'm hoping for. In fact, it is what I'm expecting. Plan B believes that Bitcoin will likely rally to at least 100,000 and as high as 1 million if history is any guide. That's right. That's the target of the stock to flow between the 2024 halving and 2028 halving, between 100,000 and 1 million per coin. Send it. Now, on-chain analyst Willy Woo agrees that things are just getting started and says Bitcoin's rise from 16,000 in November of 2022 was just a warm-up. Do you guys remember that? 2022, 16 G's. Wow, that was the bottom of the market. I think, in fact, we touched 15,700, and you can thank Sam Bankman-Fried for that one. The silver lining, meaning you were able to buy that dip. Now, he cites the Bitcoin Macro Index, which tracks the historical impact of a number of fundamental and technical metrics in order to map where Bitcoin is going next. And according to Willy Woo, the chart is just beginning to break through. Send it. Quoting him here. So you think we're in the bull market? We're not. This has been the warm-up. That's right. A full fundamental driven bull market is marked by a break of the upper blue band. When it breaks, TradeFi is in for a shock. Preach. And let's see how high this Bitcoin price is likely to run up entering the halving in roughly 35 days, mid-April, right around the corner, family. So let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss a Bitcoin super cycle. Then we'll discuss the latest from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, him upping his target for this year in Bitcoin to 750,000 per coin. Then we'll tap into our live Q&A and do a pump watch. Let's freaking go. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Pump the likes to pump the stream. Almost 1,000 people here live in the flesh, and shout out to the Rumble fam as well. Now, a widely followed economist thinks Bitcoin is now in the midst of an extended bull market where traders and investors quickly absorb any sell pressure. Alex Kruger tells his followers on X that Bitcoin is now in a super cycle and that the demand for Bitcoin will overwhelm the market supply and route to a six-figure price tag. Let's go. And although the economist says crypto is starting to give off bearish signals, he notes that the inflows from the spot Bitcoin ETFs can invalidate those readings, pushing the Bitcoin price to greater heights. Quoting him here, Bitcoin is in a super cycle, shorter, shallower dips. Macro still looking good. Crypto markets are heated up and euphoric. The ETF inflows can sustain the drive the prices further regardless. Kruger also sees Bitcoin rallying as high as 85,000, only to witness a 35% devaluation thereafter. So here's his targets. Quoting him here from X, can see something like this, 85,000 to 55,000 to 120,000 to 85,000. And as for the timing of the Bitcoin corrective move, the economist thinks it can happen close to the April 2024 halving, which we know is next month, 35 days out, when the Bitcoin miner rewards get cut in half. Quoting him again, a large correction around the halving makes sense. A larger correction around the Ethereum ETF rejection make sense? That's another question, family. Do you think the Ethereum ETF will get the green light from the SEC this year? Yay or nay? Now, regardless of the path, expecting continuation higher, higher prices by year end, and much higher prices by cycle end. Round numbers such as 100,000 are meant to be run over. So let's run it over, shall we, fam? The trader is also bullish on a number of crypto categories, including the crypto AI intersection, the upcoming Ion Layer ecosystem, and the new Bitcoin ecosystem, Solana, mostly beta, Monad, GameFi, airdrops, and winners into the perps DeFi category. So there you have it. That's coming directly from analyst Alex Kruger. But anyways, family, now for our featured story of the day, Bitcoin price discovery mode. We're about to take out 73,000. We're heading towards 80,000, family. Beautiful time to be alive. The high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, has made some bullish price predictions, upping his recent target. So I want to break this down for you. Let's actually start right here from this recent tweet from Max Keiser. Bitcoin will 100% catch gold. 750,000 per Bitcoin is the done deal. And I remind you that the Bitcoin market cap eclipsed silver today. Gold, we're coming for you next. Max also recently tweeted 220,000 in play. My upper target for this cycle is now raised to $750,000 per coin. And JV is officially raising his target because I think I was too bearish. I was preaching a target for the low of 222,000 and as a high 500,000. I'm also raising my cycle peak to 750,000 along with the high priest. The high priest has spoken, quoting him here, Bitcoin has no top because fiat money has no bottom. Facts. And what he's ultimately saying is the purchasing power of the dollar is mathematically guaranteed to decrease, while the purchasing power of Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase. Bitcoin has no top because the fiat Ponzi monopoly tulip bulb currency has no bottom. Now, check this out from Joe Burnett from III Capital. Bitcoin flips silver at 70,000. Bitcoin will flip gold at 700,000 per coin. The bearish case for Bitcoin is the market of gold. Check this out. The realistic case for Bitcoin is at least 10x of gold. Saylor has said he expects $5 million Bitcoin to be possible sooner than many think. 5 million. Send it. I agree. Adding on inflation and the growth of the gold market cap, that would now be about $7 million per Bitcoin. Assuming Bitcoin is 10x better than gold, I will dare to say Bitcoin is 1,000x better than gold. Let me tell you why. Number one, gold can be confiscated. Number two, Bitcoin's unconfiscatable. That's all you need to know. Also, Bitcoin has a finite limited supply, right? There can't be more printed. Gold, they can find more in the ground. They can find as much as they want and dump it onto the open market to suppress the price. Bitcoin is the first form of money in monetary history with a finite limited supply. Hence, there is no second best. Let me know your thoughts on that, crypto fam. Now quoting on-chain analyst Willy Wu, Bitcoin at 71,000 puts us here in visual of the upper and lower bound models. Upper bound right now is 337,000. So this bull market is still early, equivalent to 20,000 of the last cycle. Let's freaking go. And when do you guys feel we'll smash this 337,000 target? Holla. Last cycle didn't hit the upper bound due to the flood of paper Bitcoin. This is less dominant this cycle. Also want to point something out. This is the first time in Bitcoin history, family, that we hit the all-time high pre-halving. All the previous cycles, we always eclipsed the all-time high post-halving. This may mean all previous models are broken and out the window. Saylor's calling for a 10-year bull run. Let me know your thoughts on that. Bitcoin running up until the year 2034. Send it. Now for another tweet here, quoting the high priest of Bitcoin from a couple of days ago. The speculative attack is just getting started. Michael Saylor, Nayib Bukele, and the Saudis, shout out to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, are all in. 220,000 Bitcoin is in play, and so is $1 million per coin. That's right. And I shared the news recently. The Prince of the UAE was just with Bukele, and Bukele was congratulating him. What do you think they're congratulating them for? When do you think there's going to be a big announcement of the Saudis or Qatar or all this money coming out of the Middle East adopting Bitcoin? And let's not forget, also Jeff Bezos recently seen with Michael Saylor. You already know Michael Saylor only discusses Bitcoin, just saying. So do you think that Bezos, the world's richest richest man on paper could already be a Bitcoin billionaire. What if he was to make this announcement? What if Amazon were to start accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment, being the largest retailer in the world? Run the math, family. Unprecedented times ahead. You can see the headline here. Saudi and Qatar eye 1 million Bitcoin haul. There's also talks of the sovereign wealth fund of Qatar owning roughly, what, $500 billion and looking to convert that into the king crypto. And as Balaji, the former CTO of Coinbase, points out here, Bitcoin has hit all-time highs all over the world. Japan, Kenya, Kuwait, Liberia, Madagascar, Maldives, Morocco, Nepal, New Zealand. It goes on and on. Bitcoin, where's our final boss? Is it going to be the US dollar? Let me know your thoughts on that. But let's touch a little further into the Saudi and Qatar eyeing the 1 million Bitcoin haul. I mean, I've been breaking this news, and much respect to Max Keiser. He's been dropping the clues along the way, and everyone's been doubting him, like there's no way possible, but we're getting more and more evidence that something big is in the works. So as I tweeted back in January, Qatar and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia may be making a big announcement regarding a major 1 million Bitcoin buy order, according to the high priest, Max Keiser. That's what's up. So anyways, family, what are your thoughts with some of this bullishness? What are your thoughts on Max Keiser's prediction, as I shared here, upping his target for this cycle now to 750,000 per coin? What's your thoughts on what Mr. Joe Burnett was sharing, that we could see 7 million per Bitcoin, according to Saylor's math, being it's 10x that of gold? And again, I think it's 1,000x superior to gold in every aspect that you can potentially measure it. But I want to know your thoughts, crypto fam. Congratulations, Bitcoin now up over $3,000 on the day. Every whole coiner is in profit and unrealized gains, that is, over $3,000, because we're smart enough not to sell, right? Why pay these capital gains taxes when you can just hodl the greatest asset to ever exist, the most appreciative asset to ever exist? Bitcoin to the moon, family. You already know. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to go within the next month by the time of the halving? Can you realistically now see 100,000 figure, 100,000 Bitcoin price smashing that milestone? Can you see 80,000 occurring this week? We still have a live poll up. We have 847 votes. When 80K? This week, next week, end of March, April, holla. Let me know how bullish you are. And congratulations, we did it. You deserve it. You had the patience. You hodled. You know what I mean? You brushed off the bears, the solo ways who were calling for a revisit back to $12,000. Where are they at now? Where are you at, bears? Right? Are there any bears left? Or is hunting season over? Let me know. How high will we climb? We can climb. We can have a $100,000 freaking Omega candle this week. There's no telling what Bitcoin can and what cannot do. It's unprecedented, right? All the previous models destroyed, out the window, right? Six-figure Bitcoin inevitable, 100K fiesta in Puerto Rico. It's happening sooner than later. What are your thoughts? When six figures? When seven figures? Yesterday's episode, if you missed the pod, Kathy Wood says 1 million by 2030 is too bearish now. They recalculating their numbers over at ARK Invest, now anticipating 2.3, 2.4 million per Bitcoin. What's your thoughts on that, right? Stock the Flow, as I mentioned earlier, printed the first red dot on the Stock the Flow model, which means bull season officially here. What if we get another dozen red dots over the course of the next couple of years? Keep it in mind, yo, this bull run is just getting started, right? Tim Draper predicting 250,000 this year. What do you think about that prediction from the legendary billionaire investor, right? What are your thoughts on everyone else calling for these crazy price predictions? I say crazy. Now I could redefine as crazy real, crazy reality, because reality is kind of crazy, if you know what I mean. Any thoughts? Let's go. Can't wait for the 100K party. Love it, family. Solo Way is the new Kramer, pretty much. It'll take a week, 50 to 60 to 62, 70,000, 80,000. Take a week. 100K is immense, but it's only 26,000 away. Let that sink in. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.